Hey, you bunch of fucking drunks.
I wish all the drunks I dealt with were as much fun as you. The ones I deal with are assholes.
Hello, my name is Pierre.
I peed a little bit in my pants. I laughed so hard.
Too drunk.
What a feel that it was. It's okay. It's ODB.
Two Drunks in a Podcast.
Welcome everybody to episode 107 of Two Drunks in a Podcast. I'm Lucas.
I'm Brian.
And hello.
Why do you wait for me to say something after that point?
I don't know.
You should just go ahead and it should go right back to you. After I introduce myself, it should just go right back to you, and you should be able to kick it off. What episode did you say this was? 107.
107.
And we have not figured out how to open this show yet.
No.
This show is doomed to fail.
Hey, don't forget, it could have been, I'm Lucas, and that's Brian.
Yes, but I haven't chosen to sit back in the shadows for quite some time.
It's okay.
But you know what? That's, I mean, really.
Yeah.
100 episodes and we don't have it figured out. We've got problems, man.
We're drunk.
Silly, silly problems.
Agreed.
All right.
So how was your week, Brian?
It was all right. It's okay.
My week's been shit, but I won't bug you all with details of my shitty week.
We are thankful for that.
You are very welcome.
So close to Thanksgiving, that's what we are thankful for. That you are going to spare us.
Hell.
Because as it is for most people, especially everyone that works in an actual retail building the day after Thanksgiving,
somebody who has to advertise for the company kind of to their own customers, it's not fun right now.
No,
but four more weeks and then smooth sailing.
What's in four more weeks?
Well, that's once, you know, Christmas is over, no more promos.
Christmas isn't over in 4 weeks.
No, for us it is.
Oh.
Because, you know, you can't ship and get it there within a certain time frame up to Christmas.
Really?
Oh, really?
Well, Amazon
expedited
will.
Expedited shipping is 2 to 3 business days, sir.
Amazon will get it there by the time I hit send.
Not my companies.
Damn.
Not the companies that I don't own.
Damn.
Yet called mine.
I know. It's good to hear. I'm sure your company would be glad to hear that you take such pride in your place of work, that you
call it your own,
that you refer to it
so
as your
proud,
own.
So proud, I don't want to mention them.
But you refer to it as your own, so
yes.
I'm sure they'd be.
Yes. Well, it's the only job I've ever worked. Well, the only
It's the only job I've ever had.
It's the only company I've ever worked for.
Really?
But, because remember, I started there when I was 17. That was first job. 16 or 17. Yeah, 17. Started working on the phones, then moved up to doing emails, and now I'm really doing emails, just not customer service.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I've only worked for one or two companies. Two companies.
Well,
Toys R Us and Plow and Hart.
And the old restaurant.
Yeah, but that's not a company. That's like a family-owned business.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
See, it's
not
two
real,
companies.
Not retail.
Yeah, I'm not... Well, just a company in general. I don't work for a company now. I work for a school.
That's true. You work for the state, kind of.
Kind of.
In an awkward way.
Not really. I guess I depend on...
Funded.
Yeah. Funding. Need funding. If not, no job.
Donate so we can chop up more dead mice.
No job without funding.
So, I do want to say that I'm drinking a new rum tonight, brand new in our ABC store, and that's what I keep wanting to say. Mike, listen.
Wait.
Yes, we have certain stores we have to go to get our liquor as well.
It's called a liquor store.
Exactly, but he didn't realize.
Well,
he thinks there's a lot of places that, you know, has both, like beer, liquor, like even in your when we went to Vegas. Naturally, it's Vegas.
Well, yeah,
and
it's Vegas. Yeah, you can go into a 7-Eleven and get liquor.
Go to the Walmart. You go down the aisles. All of a sudden, you come across the liquor aisle. And there's a Jim Beam.
Well, hey, there's places like South Carolina that don't sell beer on Sunday.
Very true.
They don't serve any alcohol on Sunday, I don't think.
The dry, and then you have to straight up dry town.
Or you have, like, right out, you know, in Pittsburgh, you have to go to a dispensary to get your alcohol. You can't buy it in a store.
You is that why have to that Iron City beer was so big?
Yeah, you actually have to go to the beer distributors.
Was homegrown and the distillery was right there.
Yeah, you have to go to a distributor to actually get a beer distributor to buy your beer in Pittsburgh.
Kind of like what Dickhead used to do in Harrisonburg.
Yeah, but he just did that to
I know,
be cool.
I'm just saying.
That wasn't really...
But it's the same thing, right?
Well, one's
pretty
being cool, one's
up.
Out of necessity.
No, I'm just
saying
you're
saying like the act
literal.
Of.
Literal.
Yes, the act of is the same.
Cool. Awesome.
But the big point here is
still
one was back. Just to be cool and the other is necessity.
It's official. He is living back in Madison. It is official.
I'm sure nobody, even the people in China that are listening, don't give a shit.
I just want to let you know.
They don't give a shit. You let me know off this thing. You know, when this little thing right here isn't hooked up to that red button right there and those little blue waves aren't fishing up and down like that.
Well, you know, it's just something to talk about. This, hey, welcome to Two Drunks and Something to Talk About.
You know what?
That's what we should.
We really should. Like, I mean, it sucks because everything is all done Two Drunks and Podcast Two, but it's such a bastard name. We put podcast in our name.
And plus it goes back
it's
to
a
some
curse.
Of those other podcasts who hate people with the word podcast in their name because... Oh, they're going to get sued eventually, and they're just being unoriginal bastards.
Yeah, so, I mean, our name really isn't original. No. I mean, that's the truth, but, like, we really
but
thought we were going to
no
be...
other.
Like, we thought we were
going
to be...
That we know of. There's no other Two Drunks in a Podcast. But it's not original yet.
Yeah, it... So...
I think Two Drunks and Something to Talk About, something...
I think Two
into.
Drunks needs to go out. Well, I don't even think we need to have Drunk in there. These people know, and there's so many people now that are throwing... Drunk in their name, and obviously I'm not talking about 10 Drink Minimum because they're original. Well, when you looked on Podcast Alley,
was our first competition.
You know, now there was, Team Drunk Ottawa, which was a very high rated podcast. There's a bunch of them.
What was it? Two Drunks and a Christian.
Yeah, three drunks here, four drunk. I mean, So,
I
don't know.
We're not original, but.
We'll figure something out. We might change the name up. It'll still be the same show. Yeah. We'll even leave the MySpace the same, so they still can find it. Because it still would be...
But it's kind of a bastard thing to do.
Or to change the name of the show?
A bitchly thing to do. Just like, we're 107 episodes.
Yeah, but when we started it, we were retarded thinking that we could get away with that name for over a year.
But we have.
Yes, we have, but ridiculously. Okay.
Like, I think I've had one show which I wasn't drinking. No, three shows when I wasn't drinking liquor. One, I literally just
I'm not saying anything about that.
But it works.
You know, I'm not saying that because it comes out of the name that you stop drinking. I mean, these people know. They don't need to see it in the name to know
but
that we're drinking.
You also have to keep in mind, that's how some of our most loyal listeners / fan, pray. Remember, he's our only fan.
Yes.
And we'll hear from him a little bit later.
Thank you for telling us all that.
Well, I'm just...
You could have just surprised him, but that's a go-ahead. Go ahead and do that. That's cool.
Well, he's the only one with the balls to write in this week.
The balls.
He had the balls.
Like we do something so horrible when people write in.
No, but what I was trying to say was, like him, Steve Lye from... Stuck in Detention. They only found us because they were bored, they were tired of hearing random shit, so they typed in drunk into the Podcast Alley. And they found us there.
That's good.
I'm just saying.
That's great.
And maybe more people can go to Podcast Alley and actually vote.
No,
thank
it's
you
not
to
gonna
the
happen.
People who have voted. But god damn it, that's ridiculous.
Thanks, Mike. Or no, thanks Kevin.
Yeah.
And Chris.
Yeah.
Because Chris, he goes out and votes for
everybody.
All of them every month.
Thank you very much for that. That's all.
Chris should get a big...
He gets a big thumbs up here.
I know, because I'd say you'd send him something, but that's he knows that's a load of horse shit. You'll never send anyone
have,
a fucking thing.
I still have
a
shit. Hey, Chris, if you're listening to this, send me your address.
Yeah, no, don't even continue with it, Lucas, because
no,
you're not going
to
do
you,
it.
Because we kept saying after the first time when we lost his address off of MySpace, and then we remembered to try to send it again.
The booers, they're even setting so far
saying,
away you can't even hear them.
Because I still have Fingers of Fury and In Living Color that I promised him. I still have it in the basement in a box waiting for his address. I could send it to Dusty. I have his address.
Yes. Yes, you do. But will you send it to anyone? No, you won't.
If
you won't do it.
Okay.
Bye. Silence.
Silence is golden.
It is. It gives everyone a chance to, like, think about what they're doing. Yeah. Because I really don't think, obviously, no one's sitting there just listening to a podcast. Or just listening to this.
They're not just sitting there in the car rocking back and forth going, I like this shit.
I'm just listening. No, obviously you're doing something. So, when we pause like that, it's to give you a couple seconds to get back on track of the job that you're supposed to be doing while you have these earphones
Precisely.
In. Or whatever class
Watch
that
out
you're...
Watch those golf balls, Dusty.
Golf balls.
He works at a golf place.
Cool, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why didn't I never knew
Apparently,
that.
Apparently, you haven't been paying attention to the emails.
Dude, I don't pay attention to anything.
Hey,
are you kidding me?
I'm just saying, I may be wrong about that because it may have been something he told me on IM, on MySpace IM.
So how's this bet coming down with Dusty?
I'm getting fucked over. Or not me. William's getting fucked over big time.
Yeah, but no, we figured out we're turning it around on you, too.
Huh?
Yeah, we're putting some of it on you too. It's definitely
Fuck
falling
you.
On
you
too. Nah,
you
bullshit.
Were the cocksucker who made this thing.
Hey, motherfucker. Why don't you go
Actually,
take a look
no,
at me? What
I'm
am I doing in my fantasy
the
football
thing,
league?
The
I'm 9-1 in my fantasy football league. Don't bring me into this.
Hey.
I'm sitting up there with Dusty. You're on the bottom rung
no,
here.
I mean, I am on the bottom rung.
Exactly.
I'm not last in my division or the league, but I am on the bottom rung, yes.
Okay, well, then.
How about this?
I would take
Listen,
your bet.
Here's what
Do
I'll
you,
say.
Would your
if,
team beat
if,
my
wait,
team?
Wait, one second, if I could. I have an idea.
Okay.
Because the original thing was for William, I'm not getting out of this scot-free yet.
Please. Okay, I'm listening.
Because it's for William,
mm-hmm.
if by the once we get the playoffs, because I think I may actually get in to the playoffs in the league. This is my problem.
Playoffs
my
in your league, aren't that? That's the last 2 weeks of football, right?
Three. No, it's coming up within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because it starts, I think, in week either 13 or 14.
Okay.
Okay, if by the time playoff starts, naturally, if I'm not ahead of Dusty with wins, then we still go with that bet, okay? My only way to get out of it, affecting me at all, is if, and this I'll even make, because it was on William, never on me,
mm-hmm.
this will give Dusty a free slate if I do somehow pull this off.
Okay.
Too, so he doesn't have to do anything.
All right.
If I do make it to the playoffs.
Okay.
And because Dusty will, he's got a very good team, so he will at least go as far as he can. I mean, he could go to the championship and win it. But along that line, if either I make it further than him.
Oh, good God
no,
damn.
No, no,
just
wait,
get
I'm
to it already.
Further than him, or just if we play each other, if I beat him.
Okay.
That's the only thing. If that And that is very unlikely, too. I'm just saying me even making it.
My lord, I think he's drunk already.
Hey,
I swear to
shit.
Christ, I think he's drunk already.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention. I mentioned that it's a new
that you're
place,
new,
but a new
what are you drinking there, Luke?
It's Sailor Jerry Spice Navy Rum.
Spice Navy Rum?
And it is a 750 milliliter fifth. And it's pretty damn good. I'm
Thank
enjoying
you.
It thus far.
We're glad. We are all glad that you're enjoying it, Lucas. So it is the first episode, so you want to go ahead and do
yeah.
the only response.
But it's a good response.
It is.
Even though he didn't get my response to his original email.
Dear Lucas, and
sentence for sentence, since
I guess it's actually like writing out all of his H2 mail code. Because I just look down and I see Dear Lucas, tongue, surprised tongue. And I was like, wow. That's pretty... That's kind of rough. All right.
Thank you both for reading my email in the air. It's always strange to hear people reading my letters on their podcast. Real Horror has done it several times. I was surprised to hear that you emailed me back because I haven't seen it. I fear that it went in my spam filter.
That's
because
Lucas is lying.
You bastard. No, I'm not. Spam folder and was deleted. If that's the case, then I apologize, and I wanted to say thank you for taking the time to write back.
There is a lot of tongue going on.
I don't know what
that
is.
In the process of listening to your older shows. God bless you. And I'm enjoying them very much.
Keep up the great work.
Tongue, fray.
Tongue. Play my song, bitch. Let's see what...
It says, let's see if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Feel like taking a shot.
All right. Take a shot, everybody.
Hey, I'm going to try your stuff. What is this? Sailor Jerry?
Yeah.
Navy rum.
It's just like Captain Morgan's, except that it does, like I was telling you earlier, it has caramel, supposedly. That's one of the ingredients. And you don't taste it when you initially drink it. That's pretty much your aftertaste. So that's the one cool thing.
Navy rum.
You have the regular sensation.
Is this going to make you use your semen like a semen, Lucas?
Exactly.
You sick fuck. All right. Then that obviously calls for that one.
Not bad.
It's like bear piss.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a cut in my mouth on the trail one time, so I needed to, sanitize it, so I had to take some bear piss in the mouth.
That's not good, sir.
Yes, but it cleans.
Well, that's true. It's better than your lip falling off from being infected and gangrene or something.
Definitely, dude. I didn't want that. So thank you, Frey.
And I'm just glad Brian remembered that, because I didn't.
You didn't remember? I'm sure you just said it, if I remember correctly.
No.
That you said that I don't remember anything or I don't pay attention to anything. You always remember everything. No, that's what you just said at the beginning of the show. You said I don't pay attention to anything. Well, you know what? I have something that I paid attention to very well the other day.
Okay.
And I want to expose this. I don't know if anyone else has exposed this. I looked around and I haven't seen this exposed. So I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Okay.
All right? It's really been bothering me for the last couple days. I've really wanted to say something about this.
Okay.
It's been pissing me the fuck off. So the other day, sitting around, have nothing to do, fishing through the movie channels. So I find Troll, okay? Some movie I watched when I was a kid. It came out in 1986, 83, one of the two. I don't fucking know. One of those years. It has Julia Louis-Dreyfus in it.
Okay.
It's about this troll in this building, and, he's trying to spread his fantasy world through this apartment building, because if he takes the whole thing over, it'll explode out into the world, and the whole Earth will become this fantasy world, right? So, the basis of the story is this boy that, his family moves in, and this is when it all starts. His sister comes up missing, and then she comes back, and she doesn't seem... It's like pod people shit, but it's the troll, and she's hidden. So he meets this witch that also lives in the apartment building that's here to stop the troll, when he makes his return 10,000 years later or whatever the fuck it's supposed to be. So we have this witch who's basically teaching magic to this boy, okay? That's the synopsis of it. A young boy learns magic to defeat a troll and gain a sister back from this witch. The boy's name is Harry Potter Jr.
What?
And his father's name's Harry Potter Sr. Now, the woman said, Harry Potter, something, something, something. I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Harry Potter?
So I hit the IMDb, as anyone would in that situation. And there it is. Harry Potter Sr., Harry Potter Jr. The synopsis is a young boy learns magic from a witch to defeat a troll, blah, 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 blah. So I start looking into J.K. Rowling and all this shit and how her cousin Ben has fought with her, you know, legal rights because right. he says he inspired this whole oh, character. And then she...
Is he the one who wrote Troll?
No.
Oh.
She stakes to the claim and still has to this day, and they say to the point of annoyance, where she right. gets annoying with it, that this was simply the work of her imagination. Harry Potter was the work of her imagination. And that he was named because her favorite boy name is Harry, and her neighbors were the Potters. So that's where Harry Potter comes from. I call bullshit.
Or, no, I mean, really, I think she got the idea from MASH. She knows the guy, what's his name? Potter is his last name. It's the guy on the show. I'm ripping off the show, which we do not speak, just mentioning this, but I'm going to mention it anyway. I can't remember his first name. It's the crossdresser.
Okay.
Harry Morgan is his actual in real life name.
Okay.
The actor. But on the show, he was Sergeant Potter. So they made this, the show which we do not speak, made this whole thing.
Dude, the show that we do not speak has no claim to ground like I have here. They have...
That's true.
They have Sergeant Potter. I got goddamn Harry Potter, no, a young boy that learns magic. That's fuck that shit. They could.
I'm not trying. I wasn't trying to top you.
Potter is such a no, not you. They.
Okay.
Those.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Them.
Fair enough.
I mean, I could have gone with a Potter too. Shit, I can give me. Oh, she was inspired by Beatrix Potter, who wrote, you know, Peter Cottontail. There you go. Beatrix Potter. I mean, it's not like Potter. You know, Harry Potter, it's, you know, it could be a big coincidence here. But the fact that this was a young boy that was learning magic, I just...
But I have to say
I call
this.
Bullshit, man.
I do have to stop you just to say, no, you're still right. That is probably how she came up with the entire thing.
You're goddamn right. I know it.
That's it. You're just right on that.
No. No. Not. See? Ross Perot. Bob Dole with your thumb. Listen,
wait.
Troll
okay.
is being remade in 2009.
Oh.
Now, they have two of the characters already listed. Turok, which was the name of the troll, right. and then the name of the witch. The main character's name isn't listed. Now, to truly do this remake, they're not able to. Because when they name that boy Harry Potter, everyone's going to call bullshit on them.
Exactly.
That is where it's not fair, that and is that is why fair. I make my point now.
Well, I'd like to make one point that's not greater than that point, but it's just a point that needs to be known.
Okay.
Harry Potter sucks.
Well,
Harry Potter, I know. Not for the readers, because I'm going to give this credit to everybody who actually reads out there, you included. All of you readers.
Yeah, but it's not fun to read now that you know that, like, the, you know, the Gandalf-type character. Right.
Now that you've already seen it, and now you... when
no, then he's a queer. I just...
What?
That he's gay.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, too.
No, she said it. She
no,
did
no,
it.
I mean, I'm just saying. I didn't hear her say that. That's just something I've heard.
Oh, yeah, she said it in an interview. She's like, yeah, show it's, which we he's gay. Oh. I'm going to have to find a new show for you to listen to. Sick of hearing about the show that we do not speak.
Let me just say this. May be your chance.
Good, I remember hope they go off May the air and
is,
they die.
May is the time that the guy which you hate the most, I think, on that show... actually retires and is done. So then it Good. May be over for me.
Fantastic.
So we'll see. That's another 5 months away, though.
Yes. But I just had to make that. I mean, that point was just no, driving cool. me nuts. Drilling in my head. But I wouldn't have made a big deal if they wouldn't be trying to remake that movie now.
Yeah.
That really sucks for them.
And the fact that they actually have to change it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to definitely have to change it. Yeah. They'll never be able to get away with that shit.
Yeah, I agree.
But they should leave it. And I mean, they've got the proof. There's the old movie. Came exactly. out in the 80s. And that you make a big enough
no,
fuss.
You know what they should do?
And it'll get people to go see it.
They need to get a fucking comedic director. And actually make it.
Bullshit. I'd cast Harry
saying,
Potter.
I've never seen your original movie, so I don't know how it is.
You cast Daniel Radcliffe exactly. to play Harry Potter.
That's what I'm saying.
And people will think, nah, this is a new Harry Potter movie. Harry Potter versus the troll in this apartment building. And everyone will go see it. And that stupid cunt can suffer the loss.
Exactly.
Because that's what that bitch gets. She's a money-hungry
whore.
And
you know what he should do? He's already probably made enough.
She does donate to charity, so I'm sorry for saying that. I apologize. She's not a money-hungry whore. She just pisses me off. She's a bitch.
No,
I don't like
she
her.
She may donate to charity, and that's great.
But she's still a money-hungry whore.
If they can. But, no. I still think she's a money-hungry whore for actually just stretching out the series for as long as she possibly can.
I don't have a problem with stretching out your series. Not
that I have a problem with it, because, hey, if I was in that place and I could
Stephen King did it with The Dark Tower.
Exactly. I would do the same thing, but I can't, so I wouldn't. So I can't.
But, I mean, it's just the way she went about doing it.
Right.
I don't know. She's just...
I agree.
There, that was... No, that was for them.
Okay.
So they can...
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
They get back to doing what they're doing.
Their minds have to reboot real quick.
I know, because the cashier that's listening to us right now, that dude's like,
yeah.
Hey, buddy, can you fucking hear me? And he's just standing there in the fucking register, just rolling the milk no, and everything
he's
over.
He's scanned the same thing of donuts like 15 times. He's just sitting there staring off.
It's like $15,500 right now.
Dude. And the guy's like, dude, what are you doing? I have one box of donuts.
Well, hopefully you're still listening to this show as you're walking home. Exactly. Now fired. We apologize. At your next job, we'll make sure to take a break sooner. Yeah. I don't know why you needed that. It's because you're upset and that car almost hit you. So that was to, hey, job's over with.
Yeah.
We got to move on to the next day. Can't keep thinking about it, buddy.
I agree.
Get up and move
I
on.
I concur.
Get up and move on.
This is perfect time. It's time for cigarettes.
Hey, don't kill yourself. See, we're taking this new positive approach.
Yeah.
Because I'm not getting fucking sued by no ninny motherfucker that offs himself or some shit.
Well, still, everybody out there, go kill yourself. Everybody.
I think you've
go
actually...
Go kill yourself and then remember to put your earbuds in before you do it so that when they find you, you will be listening to our podcast. We could be like some of the great rock and roll bands... Supposed great rock and roll bands ever.
That's how we get our stardom.
Exactly.
We go down as the podcast that made kids kill themselves.
There's our new name. Two Drunks and a Jim Jones Podcast. Except no Kool-Aid. You just spike the liquor.
We should just call it like Jim Jones and the Happy Hour Kool-Aid Special.
What were you going to call that band? No, that was going to be the name of the CD for Pimp, wasn't it?
No, that was Jones.
Jim, wait. Because I know you had Jefferson Green, which still... Or should I edit that out? Because that's just a great name for a band.
No, screw it. Let's just change our show name to the Jefferson Green Podcast. You're like, welcome back to Jefferson Green, where we'll discuss marijuana.
Constantly.
In the Virginia region. Now, Thomas Jefferson.
I was at Monticello the other day. I looked out upon the plantation and said, wow.
Yeah, I did look up at Monticello the other day.
Hell of a lot of marijuana.
He did, yeah. Dude. I'm sure of it. That's why it drives me nuts that the university has turned into such a shithole.
Yeah.
And a shithole in a good way. They're just
too many
goody-goodies around there.
Are you UVA?
Yeah. No, the other university up there, Lucas.
I didn't know
UCLA.
You
were from UCLA.
Ah.
No, I'm not really talking about that
University
one.
University of Charlottesville, Albemarle.
The University of Charlottesville located in Albemarle. Yeah.
Excellent.
That's the name of it.
Excellent.
Where do you go to school? UCLA. Here on the East Coast? Damn right. You want any other questions there? You know, you get 20 questions? You going to give me some money? Can I win some money?
Let's do hangman. I
don't think you can say hangman. And hopefully it's not an African-American fellow, because if you say, let's play hangman, I'm sure you're going to go to jail, Lucas.
Everybody knows the game, hangman. It's not like I'm one of those people...
Lucas, if you... Look at you, with your long hair and beard. If you go up to a black man and you say, let's play hangman, I don't think he's going to...
You about a black man? I didn't care what color
it is. No, I just now said that, but I know you didn't hear me.
Right.
Because the hearing aid...
Hearing aid loss.
Missing since God knows when.
No, seriously, we actually flipped both, like, the bed, the couch, and the other bed that has a bunch of my old shit on it.
Who? You and your ear? What?
No, me and Dad.
Oh. You're just like, you gotta help me. It's yours.
And, like, we're flipping shit over. Nowhere. We literally... And I know it's not in your grass. I know it's not trapped within the... Ooh, I'm the, what is it, camouflage, table, where it was lost that first time, when I thought it was lost out here.
What are you talking about? A bamboo table. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know that table that's underneath the table that holds the computer? It's that really small one.
The table under the table?
Yeah, I have a table on top of the
table. Do you live in Wonderland?
Yeah, my basement. Or actually, Dad's basement.
Your basement is definitely not correct. Wonderland. Your basement is more fitting for, like, Splinter, Donatello, Michelangelo,
exactly.
The Ninja Perfect. Turtles. They probably do live in that little dead space where you hide the dead bodies. That's
dead bodies and speakers.
Dead bodies.
There were about 15 speakers in that little area.
See, what a lot of people don't know is right below Lugas's house. And when I say right below, I mean right fucking below.
Yeah, right down the hill.
Like, he could piss a rainbow onto their back porch.
It is literally about...
It's a retirement home.
What do you say? Lugas likes... 35 feet? Yeah. I mean, literally feet. 35
minutes. Lugas likes to slip down there in an army outfit late at night. He sneaks into the old war vets' rooms, and he convinces them that they need to come back to their platoon. He lures them out of the nursing home into his basement, where Lugas plays sound effects from war and torments them until the wee hours of the morning, where he bluntly strikes them in the back of the head with his rifle and throws them in the dead space.
Listen, that... is when I was busted on pot charges, and I had to do my community service.
The Battle of Payne's Pike.
No, I had to do my community service. He was like,
I'm taking another drink of your
not a problem, sir,
nastiness here.
Because...
Your sailor rum.
my navy rum.
Arr, your navy rum. Would you like some navy rum?
I have enough right here.
Arr, it's Sailor Jerry.
And coming up later, maybe in episode 108... We'll tell you the story of Jerry.
Sailor Jerry?
Sailor Jerry.
The original.
Supposedly the most famous tattoo artist alive.
Then why is he making liquor? I definitely don't want to be drinking liquor made by a tattoo artist.
I don't know, but it's good. It's a little bit more expensive. It's about $3 more expensive than my Bacardi, but I don't know. I may do this.
Hey, speaking of tattoo artists, you already reviewed that Carved CD, didn't you? Oh, wow. Good CD.
Dude.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
It was a really, really great CD.
I mean, but we need to actually come up with a quote. I don't know if we want to do it on the show or write it to him in an email. So he wants that for advertisement and, like, stuff for, like, MySpace bulletins. Like, Too Drunk says, this CD rocks, motherfuckers. Or, this CD sucks ass. Oh, wait. I'm a dumb motherfucker who doesn't know what talent is.
A talon?
Talons.
Like an
eagle's
talon?
I do not know
talon?
What talons are.
You don't know what a talon is?
I don't. I just brought it up out of nowhere. It's just because I don't know what it is.
Any other questions you'd like to ask?
You want to know what I found out? It's an actual word that I've used as kind of slang, yet not knowing it's real. That the only reason I know it's a real word is because it came up on my Boggle. You know that game Boggle? Where you get those nine...
What the fuck are you playing Boggle?
On my cell phone. When I'm on my cigarette breaks, I have it on my cell phone.
Bullshit he means when he's taking a dump.
The word? Shat.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's a real word. The past tense of shit. Shat. Yesterday, I shat. Or yesterday, I took a shit. You know. Okay. So I think everybody caught up at their workplace.
Yeah, and that was also to give them a second to get over you talking about shatting. And playing Boggle and using shat as one of your words in Boggle.
Hey, you gotta get points however you can.
No shit, man. On Scrabble,
dude, Boggle is
if you can break out the gonorrhea on Scrabble...
Oh, dude... Game over.
Send him to the moon, motherfucker. That game's over.
To
the moon, Alice. Double my letters, double points, whatever the fuck it is in Scrabble. I don't know. I don't play Scrabble that much.
It's a triple score. Fuck you.
Yeah, triple score. Wow.
Watch out. Let's go on a break. Let's smoke some nicotine and then come back.
All right.
And then try to entertain for another 27 minutes. Maybe only 26. Maybe. But.
I'd definitely say only 26 minutes, man.
Okay.
I'm. right now, if I could enter a song, it would be Running on Empty. That kind of sounded
Wait, I'm going hungry.
Yeah, that's. I was about to say, Lucas, no, you're singing you're right. Temple of the Dog, man. That is definitely exactly not correct. Running on Empty.
All right, we'll be right back, bitches. Maybe you'll have something here, and maybe you won't. We'll see.
Are you ready to own the greatest CD in music history? Well, now you can. For the first time ever from Two Drunk Recordings comes Lucas the Greats, featuring hit singles like his breakthrough country song, A New Show.
It's a new show.
His beautiful rendition of Welcome Back.
Welcome Back.
The heartfelt love song, All For You.
All For You.
The bone-chilling cover of This Is Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
And of course, his version of 1979. This is what fans of the CD have said about Lucas's unique style of singing.
That was the worst impression.
It's Aaron Neville screwing Billy Corgan, maybe? I don't know. That sounds crazy.
So make sure to rush on down to your local dumpster and pick one up today.
All right, you just heard something, maybe.
Who knows? Who knows? You don't know if Lucas is really going to play
exactly.
something or not.
That's the beauty of Two Drunks and something. What was it?
It's Two Drunks and a podcast
no,
right
no, no.
now.
No, no, no. What was my little stupid idea? Two drunks talking about something? Or
talk about something. Yeah. I think that's what it was. I do think that's what you said. I can't remember, man. I went Tuesday and picked up Mario Galaxy.
Oh, my God. How is it, dude?
Dude, it's the best platformer ever made in history. It's got like a 9.7 on IGN. It's like the highest rated game I've seen on there.
Wow.
This game is the fucking shit. I don't think it's going to be long enough, but it doesn't matter because it's just so
cool. I
don't
know. It might.
It's just so good.
I don't know how far
it's got a really good story. It's so good. And now you like have a B Mario and a Boo Mario. You can turn into a ghost and go through walls and shit. But you run. I mean, you're running on one side of the planet and then onto the bottom and then shooting off to another planet. Shit will make you sick as hell. But I'm telling you right now, the way Mario and Bowser look, I'm going to shit my fucking pants when Brawl comes out. Smash Brothers Brawl is going to be the shit.
While we're on jerking the joystick.
I know. See, we need to get back into it.
Yeah,
we haven't set
because
up.
I'm about to mention two games. This is the official jerking joystick for the first time. Fuck the music. I don't need it.
All right, cool.
Because, well, you needed it, but you've already talked.
Yeah, oh, 10. I give it a 10. Oh, 9.7, yeah. My ass, it's a 10.
I've got two. That I'm still playing, and two that I'm probably not sending back to GameFly for probably another month.
Sweet.
Because they're both long.
Uh-huh.
I've got the sequel to the original Condemned.
Oh, yeah,
I just
yeah.
can't remember its little subtitle. But that is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only played probably about 6 or 7 hours into it, but really, I'm enjoying the fuck out of it. It's freaky as hell. It's not really on the scale of sometimes Resident Evil can be, or even
The Condemned. Now, which one was that?
I'm trying to think. I never played the original, but it was just Condemned. I think it was biggest on the Xbox platform. I don't think it ever.
Because I don't remember Condemned. I only remember that prison one.
You're thinking of
Suffering.
Yes. It's kind of like that. Kind of. But it is all first person shooter kind of deal. But it's freaky as shit. But it's only getting a 7.
Ooh. Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad. I'm just saying, it's not up to your. I was trying to think of the other one. The other Resident Evil type. So it's been
Silent Hill.
So it's not like a Silent Hill. It's not like Resident Evil, but it's got the same kind of plot as far as just evil shit coming after you. I know the whole story now. At least on the second one, once again. I don't know the first. You're a cop who ends up getting framed for killing this guy, and like supposedly.
Not my god, my brains are on the floor.
Supposedly the guy, well, as far as I've gotten, the guy who really set you up to be, you know, caught for murder, which you did not commit, is trying to help you out because the cops already have all the evidence they need. Basically, he had gotten a convict to go try to kill him. And then at one point, he put down his gun, and a convict used his gun to kill two people.
Oh, one of those deals.
So now he's kind of on a quest to get the convict, but he doesn't realize he's getting into some deeper, horrific shit.
That's I've sweet,
only,
man.
Like, touched the iceberg on that, so I don't know much more.
Touched the tip of the iceberg there? Yeah. Okay.
Just the tip.
He's like, I've touched the iceberg.
The tip of the iceberg. Well, not the tip top. Just the tip. Tip on the edge.
Yeah, but that's like the actual, you know, the tip of the iceberg. So you're like, I've touched the iceberg.
I've touched the tip of the
iceberg. I've played the game and I've touched its iceberg.
The other game.
It's frigid.
Eternal Sonata. I talked about it a couple, like probably 3 or 4 months ago because I had it on one of my Xbox demos.
Eternal Sonata. This isn't like an Eternal Nights game, is it?
No. Okay. No. It's more like a much better story, but not as an adult story as Final Fantasy. And what's that game you had where it is still turn-based, but when it's your turn, you have, like, a certain amount of time, and you could run around and, like, hit him or... It's got that kind of fighting style. Except
Tales of Symphonia, or something like that. Yeah.
That game. It's a lot like that in its fighting styles, and it still has the... Instead of just walking up like my favorite Final Fantasy VII, you're just running around, and then all of a sudden... It's time to fight!
Oh, yeah.
No, you can actually see the things
moving around.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can't stand when you just...
It's pretty damn freaky. It's this bit... The whole story is, like, when somebody has a disease or somebody's dying, that, or supposedly, as rumor goes, or folklore, that's the only time somebody can use magic. And this little girl... As you hear her little story while she's growing up, this little girl is sick. She has some disease, which I don't know yet, on the game. And because she has that, she can use magic. And, like, it really freaks out the people, you know, normal town folk, when they see her, like, somebody had gotten in a big fight. And they were, like, hurting, like, almost dying, and she saved her. And everybody's like, oh, what the fuck, run away from, like, the monster child. But what you find out, it's really a story about some pianist, some old...
A penis? What game are you playing that's about a penis,
it's
Lucas?
It's old, kind of like in the time of Ludwig Beethoven. One of those orchestrators, pianists, penises, whatever...
Lucas, why doesn't it surprise me that you're playing games with penises?
No. It's one of those famous orchestrators. I'm tired of giving pronouns to it. But, yeah, you find out that this whole game, and even that girl, who's supposedly sick and has magic, that it's all in his head, that he has this whole world going in his head, and this whole kind of trippy idea of if the person that, and he's in a coma, if the person who's in the coma really does not know the difference between reality and, I guess, dreams, or whatever you want to call it, non-reality, then he can really make that non-reality become his reality by never coming out of his coma, by just living within his little dream sequence in his head. But I'm only like 5 hours into that. But even getting only 5 hours, it's an 8.5 to a 9 easily.
Really?
Dude, I mean, it's really weird because, like I said, it's not as adult as Final Fantasy is sometimes in Final Fantasy,
mm-hmm.
the story is kind of childish, but it's really kind of profound, if I can use big words that should never come out of my mouth. But yeah, damn good. 8.5 to 9.
Sweet. Awesome.
I'm enjoying it. I mean, like I said, I think it kind of sucks because I won't be able to get any new games because I really want to beat both of those games.
Oh, yeah.
So, who knows?
I don't know, Lucas. I don't know what will happen.
Where are you at now, Brian?
Just trying to find a song.
A song?
A song.
What song?
I'm trying to find I Hate Fucking Christmas by the Rugburns. Do you know how hard it is to locate this shit?
I do not, sir.
It's really hard. It's really difficult. I've been trying to find this song
since I started talking about...
Since I probably got iTunes and an iPod and started looking up, because obviously it was around Christmas time.
Oh, I'll remember to bring my iPod next time.
Yeah, look, because I've got to load up bins.
Oh, okay.
With, whatchamacallit, songs? No, bombs. I have to load it up with bombs. What else the fuck would you put on a fucking...
If you don't load up the bombs, what the fuck's gonna happen?
What else would I put on a goddamn iPod?
Exactly.
Other than songs and videos and photos.
Bombs! You gotta put bombs!
Put some fucking bombs on there!
Go kill yourself with bombs on your iPod!
Bombs! Bombs on the iPod! Okay. That's enough of the bombs on the iPod.
Why did Morning Wood, Hitchhiker Joe, Taking the World?
These are all
Donkey, and Mommy, I'm Sorry.
These are all the Rugburn CDs. Okay. You don't remember Mommy, I'm Sorry?
No,
that was like a really big CD.
I am ignorant. So I must just say I've never heard of the Rugburns.
Well, Lucas, I don't know what to tell you. You're a fucker, then. Okay.
No, I'm just ignorant.
You're just a fucker.
Fair enough.
All right. So,
Lockjaw! I don't know what your band sounds like.
I know, and you know what?
I will just make up a voice for you.
And I'll never find
the
song.
This is it. Don't forget Decadent. Is it really Decadent? It's Decedent. Or something kind of like that.
Oh, yeah.
That means something about death. But guess what, Jackson? Guess what, Chris? And guess what, Daniel? And the guy from Fredericksburg, I do not care because that song should be... Not that song. It should be your name of your band. It should be Decadent. I'm sorry for singing my little freestyle piece.
You've been drinking too much, haven't you?
I just started when I got here. So it's up to you to decide.
It's up to me to decide? If you've been drinking too much?
Yes, sir.
I don't think so. But you're getting close.
I concur.
So, should we check the time?
Sure.
Oh, good. We're starting to get to the end so we can get to the next episode and not have to, keep trying to think of stuff.
We'll still have to try to keep thinking.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to think of stuff for this episode.
Hey, you want to know what we could do?
What?
That will make you not have to think of stuff for you?
What?
We'll go back. Maybe 60, 70 episodes.
Uh-huh.
To do a great old game when we have nothing else to talk about in a particular episode.
All right.
The game... As you know it, sir, is Space Fillers.
Okay.
Would you like to, here's
your topic.
Here, let's do it free. I mean, let's do it fair as far as who goes first. We'll use a Sacagawea way up. You can flip it if you'd like, and I'll call it in the air. Tails. Hold on. That's it. So it's your choice, sir. Do you want to go
You'll
first?
You'll go first.
Me?
You'll go first.
Okay. So you do have the distinct advantage right now of knowing.
It has to be something on this table.
Oh, okay.
A Sharpie. Go.
Sharpies are fantastic. Let me tell you about Sharpies. You have so many colors to actually choose from. I mean, you got the blues, the reds, The reds are the most prevalent because you have so many different shades of red within the maroons, the pinks, shit like that. But other than that, you also have the sparkly shit. You have these sparkly little Sharpies, which is just really regular Sharpies, except they happen to have glitter in them, which make them, hey, sparkly! But you also have your, the, I'm stopping, but I'd like to finish my sentence. All right. But you could still count the seconds. You're going to win, so I'll take the shot for it after you do it. But I was just going to go into the metallic Sharpies when I went,
You got 35 seconds, man.
Yeah, but you're going to kill it.
You think?
But your topic.
Yes.
Will be Christopher Titus.
Christopher Titus stars on some TV show that I can't remember the name of. I think it actually has his last name in the title of it, Titus, and he's on the show with some old guy or some chick, and then he did a CD that Lucas wanted me to listen to, and I still haven't even put it on my iTunes yet. A couple weeks ago, Lucas was sitting in his car, and he goes, "Hey, Brian, you should listen to this CD. It's really funny. He's not as funny as this black guy that I tried to make you listen to." Did I just say black guy? I'm not racist at all. But let me get back to Titus. Titus has the CD. It's a two-disc CD. I can't remember the name of it. But Lucas gave it to me, and he wanted me to put it on my iTunes. And I told him I would, and I would listen to it and see if this guy was funny or not, because Lucas claims he's really funny. I thought Lucas was going to put Titus into the CD player that night, but luckily he did not. So I didn't have to hear Titus that very night, because I was drunk and I wouldn't have remembered any of it. So I will put Titus in my iPod and listen to it, and then, well, I don't have an iPod, so I have to put it on a CD, and I'll listen to it on the drive to Fluvanna, because, you know, it's such a long drive, so I'll be able to listen to Titus on the way there. Other than that, I don't know much about Titus. He's got blonde hair. He looks kind of goofy in the face, sunken in eyes like he's doing cocaine, and the old guy that's on his show, but, I have to stop now.
There you
now.
Go.
Yeah, I have to
and
stop.
You are the champion once again, sir.
Thank you, sir!
I still wish you would have been in, I guess I should say, high school.
I wish when I would have been in high school.
When I was in my senior year doing speech with Mr. Hit. When I actually had the record, quote unquote.
Oh, yes. You've told us about this record,
no,
Grandpa.
I have. That's why I'm not going into again. I'm just saying I really wish you would have been in there. Because the only other person was that cocksucker Rudy. He was the only one that was kind of close sometimes. But I know you would have at least beat it. Or come close almost every time. I either beat it or came close to it.
You just like to talk about you beating it, I think. And I don't know
what
you're talking
about.
No,
I'm not
really.
I don't really like to talk about it.
You just like to do it.
Precisely. That's why I don't like to talk about it. It's excessive. Nobody wants to hear about that. Okay, now you've gotten back to work. I'm glad you got the pause in.
Yes, I am too.
Even though what the
I found
fuck
a way
you
to get this,
now?
I found a way to get this now
for a Visa and or a MasterCard.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how to do this.
Why do you want to pay for it?
Because that's the only way I can find it.
Fair enough.
So I'm going to do a 1 year full and unlimited access for only $1.99 a month. Then I'll cancel it. Right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good way to do it, don't you?
No, I agree. But see, here's the thing. You probably do follow up. Me, not so much.
Yeah, maybe I'm not going to do it.
I'm a dumbass.
I'm going
to
try to
find it. No, I'm just saying, I don't
know
if you do or not. I'm just assuming you are because you're about to pay dollar whatever for the song.
Yeah, that was a bad idea, wasn't it?
Well, here's the thing. Are you one of the people who would actually go, okay, I've paid for it, I've gotten the song, and of course you'll have whatever that charge is for that month on your card or your debit card or whatever.
No, I just want one song. I just want this
no,
one goddamn
but,
song.
But if you get into it, you're going to have to start having like subscription fees and shit.
Yeah,
that's
see,
what
I don't
you got to. Because remember what it said. Whatever per month. So that means you'd be stuck until you actually took the time to sit through probably 35, 45 minutes worth of just sitting on hold. Going,
it's true.
I want to cancel.
It's not worth
it. I just wanted one goddamn song.
Hey, who's our champion? Do you even remember?
No.
Bullshit. It's no. Gotta be on this paper somewhere.
I hope so.
This has Mike and Kevin Destruction as the last ones fighting.
Awesome.
Yeah, because see, Mike Awesome beat ODB.
Yeah.
And then, from the looks of this, Kevin Destruction...
Is it Mike?
Mike won again, I think.
Yeah, I think it is, because I think the only reason we did that was because he called in. Like, it wasn't last week, but it was the week before that.
Well, I think you're right. All right, so, who's going to fight it out? Who do you want to fight it out this time, Lucas? Got Mike.
I guess I'll let you have Mike. Wait, no, I get Mike. You choose who he goes against, because Mike's the one who says Lucas for president, even though he hates gays. Even though he ain't gay. I haven't figured out which one he said, because he said it like three different ways so far.
Oh, okay. So we're going to put him up against Frey. Because Frey didn't fight, right? Frey hasn't fought yet.
That's correct. Frey just came about last week. That's cool. Yeah, so let's... You roll for Frey.
Okay.
That is 6-5-1. That's 12 for Frey.
What was it?
12. For Mike. Awesome. 5-3-4. That is a 12.
12. Wow. All tied up.
Yep. That's 5-4-3. That's 8. That's 12.
That's 12.
That's
24.
Three 12s in a row.
It's kind of scary.
Yes. For Mike is 1-1-4-6.
Wow, that's painful.
So it's 18-24, and Mike will roll to see if he can stay alive. Come on, Mike! 3-2-2. Nope. He does not stay alive. He rolls a 7, which makes it 25-24, even before Frey rolls. But go ahead and roll it just for officially.
3-2-2.
2-2-3. So he wins by... 6.
We'll play a song for him since he wants. Congratulations.
Feel like taking
Frey.
A shot.
Shot with you, Frey.
Feel like taking a shot.
Ah.
Good job, Frey.
Good job, sir.
Good job, Frey.
So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to say a couple things.
Okay.
Then I'm going to tell you listeners to do one thing.
Okay.
Or actually three things, maybe. And then we're going to end the show. And then we're going to start 108.
Yes, that's true.
The things I will say is this. Everybody, please go to myspace.com/2drunksinapodcast. Check out our page. I finally actually, this is the first or second time I've ever done work on our MySpace page.
Yeah, new live.
I mean, it's not great. I still have some shit to come, but... I had to get it out of the horror mode, out of the Halloween mode.
Yeah, no lie.
Because that really is a 1 month thing only. So, it's a little different now, but not really. So just go look and enjoy at myspace.com.
Hey, I know what I was going to ask you. Podcast.
What's that?
Are we going to do like Christmas episodes?
Yes.
We so mentioned December that is going to be Christmas episodes.
We're not treating exactly like Halloween because it's not going to be evil. Our Christmas episodes will be jolly, or however we feel like treating it. It will just be within whatever we're talking about. But we are treating it like Halloween in the fact that each episode will have some... Even if we're not always talking about Christmas, each episode will have some kind of Christmas thing. Right. And if you want, because I give... the Horror Queen credit and yourself. You all did put a lot of time in just even thinking of the categories to do the Halloween. If you want, I'll take care of that. You want me to?
It don't matter to me, man.
No, I'm just saying. I'll take care of just the overall theme for each show and where it goes from there. Who cares? But, you know, it will be like that. And for all you who like horror, trust me, I really do think you'll still enjoy our Christmas, because probably every episode you're going to hear something from Nightmare Before Christmas, just because it's the only melting of both.
Yeah, that's what we always play, though.
Exactly. Even though we play it on Halloween at the beginning, of Halloween, and then at the beginning of Christmas. So you will get that, but I do also want to mention, everybody, the OKB is still in full effect. If you haven't heard the intro all the way through and really listened to it, we have healed, quote-unquote, from Kevin Destruction. We have healed the wound within the OKB. We're all good.
What was the wound?
I don't know. I think it was the fact that when we were going to get sick and wrong, because they never mentioned anything about anybody else, and then a couple of other things that were going on within the OKB. But overall, it doesn't matter. We're all good. Go to myspace.com/originalkingsofvulgarity and check out all the people who I'm not going to mention. But there are three I'm going to mention. That is Kevin and Mike, keeping it awesome. Because right now, and I can't wait till you get your pod. You'll probably get a new iPod for Christmas, most likely. But I can't wait for you to get it, because one of the things they're doing now is almost every week, you have their, like, 2 or 1 hour and 45 minutes to 2 to maybe 2.5 hour show.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, midweek, you'll have them taking up Nathan, everybody's favorite tard from Underground Short Bus.
Oh, okay.
Taking him out to lunch. And oh, they have God. Kind of like a recorder like we have, except theirs actually picks up much, like, clearer.
Yeah, ours kind of sucked.
It does. But, I'm going to end up buying a new one eventually, but fuck it for now. So, yeah, check them out. Definitely check out Real Horror. But only if they come out another episode within the next maybe 2 weeks.
Have they been on a hiatus again? Well,
yes, but I can't blame them once again, because guess who's pregnant again?
Arissa?
Second baby's coming up.
Wow.
Yeah. Michael Sean Becker is apparently pimping it badly.
Jesus.
He's like, yeah, I enjoyed Arissa, baby. Let's pop out a second. Fuck it.
That horn dog, man? Yeah. What the fuck?
And I know you haven't heard it, but I'll just mention AG kind of hung out with Corey Feldman.
Yeah, I did know about that.
Did I mention that about his song?
I don't. You said something about pictures. Okay, you were telling us about pictures.
His picture for, I can't remember which episode. It was probably, like, early October. Because their last episode that's up is Halloween. Which was posted on Halloween.
Okay,
cool. So, it was a couple episodes before that, but apparently Corey had been in this restaurant. He hung out, or he, I guess, waited on him. And then afterwards got a picture. And it's him. And, you know, AG, kind of weird, I do have to say. It's not in a bad way, but it is in a bad way, is the way I'm going to put it. But it's not really insulting to him. He sounds cooler than he looks. Not saying he doesn't.
Wait, what did you just say? Right. Hold on, no, I gotta rehear that.
Listening to his podcast, he sounds cooler than he looks. Like I was saying when I was defending what I just said. You have to see the image.
It's a pretty diabolical blow to someone, Lucas.
No, it's not, because he's a cool motherfucker. He's the amazing God.
Oh, you just said that he just sounds cool, that he's actually not cool.
No, I never said that. He just doesn't look cool. Hey, if he wants to come at me saying, Lucas, you're a dumb motherfucker, I don't care. Bring it. Bring an amazing God. I know you're not listening.
I just think that's so funny that you're just like,
hey, I'll even cut that clip and send it to him. I don't care.
Are you serious?
No, I'll do it. I don't care. I really don't, because I actually, I forgot to ever mention that. Fuck it. I'll save that. I'll save it for when we need something to talk about on 108. But to close out this episode, I've already mentioned the OKB. I've already mentioned our site. Don't forget, you can also email us at drunks_podcast@yahoo.com or give us a call, leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it on our show. It's 206-202-3177.
And I'm going to find this goddamn song.
He's going to find this goddamn song, and hopefully, just hopefully, we'll have it by next episode. Maybe. Hopefully. But, really, and last thing. and it's important this time. I do not appreciate, and I'm not just speaking on our part, I'm speaking on Mike and Kevin's part as well. I do not appreciate being on the second page of Podomatic comedy. I'm sorry, fuck you all. I don't appreciate it. We should never be on the second page. I don't care for last on the first page. We should never be on that second page. And right now, both us and Underground Short Bus, they're the one spot behind us. So, the same amount of people voted for us as they voted for them. And guess what, people? I know there's a hell of a lot more people listening to the Underground Short Bus. And most likely, a lot of you people listening to them probably listen to us, and vice versa. Dude, before you vote for us, vote for them. Get them up in that first page, and once that's done, vote for us. seriously, we're both... I'm not being so... I don't want to be... What's the word?
Dude, I don't even know what you've been saying for the last 20 minutes, man. No, I'm talking about
us being on the second page of Automatic Comedy, which is not cool. Same as Underground Short Bus, who's one spot below us.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not cool. Go and vote.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Go fucking vote. Even if it's one of you that may vote for us, vote for Underground Short Bus. We deserve. That is one thing I'll say. We are not the greatest show in the world. We're not probably the top 50, top 100 shows in the world. For podcasts, but guess what? We are good enough to be on the first page of goddamn comedy on Podcast Alley. Simple, period, cut and dry, vote. Go to Podcast Alley, go to comedy, find us, Underground Short Bus, 10 drink minimum, Real Horror.
You guys better listen to him, man. He is on a serious rant tonight. Hey, he is going off.
I'm upset because.
Oh, dude, I can tell.
We didn't get the response we should have. And I don't care. I don't care as far as... I don't care the people who did not write into us. That's fine. You don't want to be a part of the show? That's cool. I have no problem with you. Because the show which we do not speak, I'm a huge fan of. And will never be a part of their show just because I would end up propping our show and get dubbed.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, seriously, a lot of people listening, and we need you voting, but...
You have to keep running your mouth.
I'm no, I'm not. I'm ending the episode. Have a nice piss. We'll see you in the next episode, sir. Alright, so everybody, like I said, go vote. Kendrick Minimum, Underground Short Bus, Real Horror Podcast. If you can, even vote for I Hate Cheese. But definitely also vote for Two Guys, One Brain. Everybody within the OKV, please, if you can. This is the only thing we're asking you. You don't have to always write in. One thing you always have to do, every month, if you can remember it.
You forgot Dr. Puss.
Is go vote. We have Dr. Puss?
You said... Yeah. You forgot to say Dr. Puss.
Oh, you're right. I apologize. Son of a bitch. And vote for Dr. Puss. And... There's some other ones I forgot, I'm sure.
Who else have you missed, Lucas?
It doesn't matter, because I mentioned the most important parts. I missed Sick and Wrong. But that's right. In my eyes, even though they're number 5 or number 7 in fucking comedy, those cocksuckers, I kid. I don't really think they're cocksuckers, because they are a pretty damn good show, but I really don't appreciate it. That they don't prop anybody else, which is why... I'm kind of against them on that only fact.
No, I can understand.
No, well, yeah, you can, and most people can, but it's not exactly right. But that doesn't matter. I'm kind of against Sick and Wrong. However, I do appreciate the fact that apparently they are talented enough to get that. I have not been listening to their show loyally. I will not listen to their show loyally because 3 stories an episode really... shit that I really want to listen to, but that's cool. Anybody else who want, if you like to hear weird shit, 3 stories a week, then yeah, go ahead and check them out. I mean, if that's what you want, get it because they are good at it. But that's all I'm going to say. And I think we should just go ahead and wrap this up. I've already given all the plugs.
Cool.
I've already given all the information. So everybody, we'll see you on 108. And Brian, take us out.
I hate you.